Well, I guess I'm a lot different to most physics people. I'm not really doing physics at all anymore, some would say, and some would say that data science is not a science. I'm sure I'll upset some people here that I've worked with before, but that's all right. I guess I did my undergrad here and then did my PhD here. And after my PhD, I worked for a little while making lasers. And I had some of the stories we talked about before, blowing things up and all those fun stories, but I just found that it probably wasn't for me. So I moved into the data science realm, and that's where I am today. It's actually a mix of several different, I guess, key areas of study. I remember going through uni in first year and doing statistics. I slept through half the lectures. I hated it. I couldn't bear statistics. And if you'd asked me if I could use it for anything, I'd say no. And today I use it every day, and it's part of my job. I think IT and coding, I remember doing things with databases in undergrad as well and thinking, who the hell would ever use SQL? I thought it was stupid. I didn't get it. But, you know, you learn a little bit, you carry on, you pick up little bits of information. Same with things like business. I've had my own business since the undergrad days. So I've picked up little things there, operating my own show. And marketing and advertising was a really big shock to me, and it probably is for most people in the science realm, because it's all really trying to trick people into buying stuff. And, you know, if you come from the science realm, you're usually relatively honest, and this whole, you know, tricking and forgery to get people to buy stuff seems like a bit of an unscrupulous thing to do. But at the same time, I mean, I know personally that it pushes the efficiency of the economy, which makes everyone's life better or something like that. By definition, data, facts and statistics collected together for reference and analysis, and science, a systematic study of the structure of behaviour of physical and natural world through observation and experiment. So how the hell do those two go together? I guess everyone uses data every day though, right? And that's actually what you find: data, science, observation, hypothesis, experiment, analysis, prediction. It's nothing new, and that is exactly what data science is, and that's what I do every day. And the key point at the bottom here is that the digital age has created new opportunities where there's a whole host of data out there. And for people with the science skills, there's a lot of opportunity to do things with it. But people with the science brain haven't really crossed over into that realm yet. So there's a massive shortage of people, and there's some really interesting problems to take on. The first one, Eric Schmidt, CEO of Google. Every 2 days, we create as much information as we did up to the year 2003. And that is pretty much characteristic of what we're experiencing now. The growth is just absolutely astronomical. Digital information is going to grow by a factor of 44 in the next 10 years. So we're talking massive, massive amounts of information. So any invasion of privacy that you think that you have today is nothing to where it's going to be taken. So why would you want to go from physics into something so bizarre? I guess we're at the start of a trend. This is the term data scientist on Indeed, which is the biggest job site in the world. And there's basically been a massive uptick in the sort of last 12 months. If you look at things like big data, which is the study of data sets with, you know, billions or trillions of pieces of information in it, that is also on a rapid incline. And there's nowhere near enough people to fill that demand. And in fact, there's now new articles coming out just in the last couple of weeks saying that they basically can't fill this, these roles. And I think in the US alone, it's predicted in the next few years that they'll have about 250,000 people short in the data science industry. And the best people to fill this role are scientists. They're not people from business or IT or all the traditional areas that you'd think. So I just use some stereotypes so no one get offended, but I deal with a lot of marketers day in, day out, and marketing used to be a big party. You know, a company would come to you and say, what do we do? And you say, give us $5 million and we'll put ads in the paper and put a few ads on TV and you'll make a lot of money. And they could never track it, so they handed over the $5 million and the marketers went away and had big parties and spent all the money and no one really knew what happened. And then the internet came along and made these people accountable. They came from a history of not being accountable. And they don't really know how that works. They're not scientists. They come very much from a creative, how do I influence somebody? You know, how can I make a pretty picture? And that, at the moment, is in oversupply, and the people that can actually do the data side of things is in undersupply. The business guys, they're all too old, to be honest. The internet, I feel like I was young around for the internet, and I remember I didn't get a mobile phone till uni. So a lot of these concepts are quite new, and they're evolving at a very rapid rate. And so what you find is that the business people, they understand it, and they know that it's worth money to them, but they don't understand the nuts and bolts, so they find it very hard to actually get into the detail. And then developers, most people think that developers will fill this gap, but if you look at how a developer is educated at university, they're built to go through very prescribed procedures and do things in a very systematic way, but they're not taught to be problem solvers and to think outside the square, design experiments, which anyone who goes in a lab all day, that's exactly what you do. And to get through a physics degree, the amount of labs that you have to do, I remember back at the time, I wasn't that impressed with it, but I think it's actually done a good job. One of the other things that first attracted me to this job, I guess, is that you can do it from anywhere. I just spent 4 weeks in the US, and I worked along on the way around, so I can pull up anywhere that I've got an internet connection, and I can get my work done, which is very different to most science jobs. And if you like traveling and you like not to be chained to a place, it's quite appealing, particularly when you're young. Probably less so when you've got kids and stuff like that. You don't want to drag them around. So I guess I would summarize by saying, if you're good with trends and numbers and graphs and things like that, if you know how to write reports and design experiments, if you understand a little bit about business, and understanding the principle of writing code is also good. I know most people in the physics degree have to do some form of coding, and if you're a little bit interested in that, you don't have to be a lot, it helps though, then data science could be for you. So thanks, guys.